The two friends walked carefully down the hall, trying not to look too suspicious. They reached Rafi's classroom, and Marisol peeked through the narrow window in the classroom door while Amelia kept an eye out. Then both girls looked into the classroom window at the same time. They didn't see anything unusual. The teacher was drawing shapes on the board. I don't know why Rafi was in such a hurry to get to school today. This class looks boring to me, Marisol said to her friend. Just then the girls heard a voice behind them. Can I help you, young ladies? The girls jumped. It was Mr. Ham, and he didn't look very pleased. Let's take a walk to my office, he said. The girls followed Mr. Ham back to his office. Mr. Ham stopped for a moment by a boy with music blaring from his CD player. Turn that thing down. You'll rupture your eardrums, Mr. Ham warned. When Mr. Ham was distracted, the girls whispered to each other to get their story straight. They decided that Marisol would do the talking. The girls felt better when they arrived at Mr. Ham's classroom instead of the principal's office. Mr. Ham told the girls to take a seat and started to ask them questions. He wanted to know what they had been doing in the elementary wing of the school. I was checking up on my little brother. I'm worried about him, Marisol said quickly. Why? Is he being mistreated by his classmates? Mr. Ham asked.